Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
At 6:42, an update on the art car. I could not wait for Monday to come so I could share this story with you. The art car is down. So if you've been wondering why reckless driving is still happening in Milwaukee, it's probably because the art car is not out there navigating the streets, telling people not to steal cars and drive three times the speed limit.
Remind us what the art car is.
Credit CBS 58 with this story. The art car, Eric, is this vehicle that the city of Milwaukee paid $88,000 to commission an artist to decorate up. It's a Ford Ranger pickup, and it's all decorated up with traffic cones or things that look like traffic cones.
Yes.
And various messages that are meant to encourage you to drive safe.
Yes, raise awareness to curb reckless driving.
$88,000. From CBS 58 News, multiple sources at City Hall told CBS 58 this week the Moving City, which is actually the official name for the decorated up Ford Ranger, had broken down. Vision Zero Policy Director Jessica Weinberg confirmed in an email Friday afternoon the traffic awareness truck was not in service. Quote, "The moving city has a mechanical issue that is preventing it from being driven currently," Weinberg said. "Like all car owners know, vehicles need maintenance."
Well, that's true.
Guess that wasn't in the $88,000, the maintenance budget. "We are lucky to have a team of experts that can fix fire trucks, street sweepers, and also the moving city. We are investigating the repair needed and do not know the cost yet." So what's wrong with it? Lamont Westmoreland, alderman from Milwaukee, is maybe one of the only level heads, it seems, at City Hall. He's one of the only people there to openly rip this idea of the art car. Westmoreland told 58 that he reached out to DPW trying to get some answers, didn't get a response. This is what he's come up with. The Northwest Side alderman said he wasn't available for an interview, but said over the phone it was his understanding the art car broke down because its suspension system couldn't handle the weight of the art that had been welded onto it.
It's too heavy.
Loaded this thing up with all this crap. I never thought for a second, like, this might be too heavy. It's not the artist's fault. She's an artist.
No, you're right. Hey, make something.
I did the job you asked me to do.
She did what she was supposed to do. You're right.
Tomorrow we're voting on the flag.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, the connection between this story and the flag story. There is one, by the way, because of the money that was spent on this. Will that persuade the common council to say, look, we can't keep spending money on things, especially things like this? Will this potentially push the council to just accept the flag for what it is? Because they don't want to send it back to the art board and spend more money to recommission a new flag. Right? After all of this?
The music's coming back because of what you just said. This is what we're doing at Milwaukee City Hall. So the art car down for an indefinite period. I don't know. We'll report back to you.